guys, welcome back to Weapon and War Gadget Reviews. We're going to be reviewing the M1 Garand, the semi-automatic rifle. The M1 Garand is a 30.06 caliber semi-automatic rifle that was the standard U.S. service rifle during World War II and the Korean War. And also saw limited service during the Vietnam War. Most M1 rifles issued to the U.S. forces through many hundreds of thousands were also provided as foreign aid to American allies. The Garand is still used by drill teams and military honor guards. It is widely used by civilians for hunting, target shooting, and as a military collectible. So, the type, semi-automatic rifle. Place of origin, United States. It was in service at 1936 to 1958 as a standard U.S. service rifle, but in the 1940s it was present in other countries too. The wars that it was in was in World War II, Indonesian National Revolution, Korean War, 1948 Arab-Israel War, Hukbalup Rebellion, Indo-Pakistani Wars, First Indochina War, Algerian War, Suez Crisis, Second Taiwan Strait Crisis, 19 Lebanon crisis, Cuban Revolution, Bay of Pigs invasion, Vietnam War, Laotian Civil War, Six-Day War, Cambodian Civil War, Black September, Sandinista Revolution, Angola Civil War, Lebanese Civil War, Iran-Iraq War, Afghan Wars, Gulf War, the Troubles, Iraq War, Syrian Civil War, Northern Campaign, and numerous other conflicts. The designer is John C. Garand, designed in 1928. The manufacturers were Springfield Armory, Winchester, Harrington and Richardson, International Harvester, Beretta, FMAP, Springfield Armory Incorporated, and civilians. The unit cost about $85 during World War II, and right now it's $1,260. It was produced in 1934 to 1957. The amount built, 5,468,772 of them, or it's definitely more than that. The variants of the M1 Garand, the M1C and the M1D. The mass of it, 9.5 pounds, which would be 4.31 kilograms, to 11.6 pounds, in kilograms, 5.3. The length was 43.5 in 1,110 millimeters. The barrel length was 24 inches, well, is 24 inches, which is 609.6 millimeters. The cartridges and it can take are 30 cal .06 Springfield, which is 7.6 by 63 millimeter, and 7.6 by 51 millimeter NATO, which would be 0.308 Winchester, and post-war, pretty much post-war use by U.S. Navy. The action was a gas-operated and rotating bolt. The rate of fire is 40 to 50 rounds per minute. The muzzle velocity is 2,800 feet in feet per second, which is 853 meters per second. Effective firing range would be 500 yards, which would also be 457 meters. The feed system is an 8-round block clip, which is an internal magazine. The sights on the rear is adjustable aperture, and the front sight is a wing protected post. The M1 rifle was named after its Canadian and American designer, John Garand. It was used in the standard issue semi-automatic military rifle, but by most accounts, the M1 rifle performed well. General George S. Patton called it the greatest battle implement ever devised. The M1 replaced the bolt-action M1903 Springfield as the other standard U.S. service rifles in 1936, and was itself replaced by the selective fire M14 rifle on March 26, 1958. Although the name Garand is frequently pronounced Garand, the preferred pronunciation is Garand, to rhyme with errand. According to experts and people who knew John Garand, the weapons designer, frequently referred as the Garand or M1 Garand by civilians, its official designation when it was the issue rifle in the U.S. Army and the U.S. Marine Corps was the U.S. rifle or caliber or 30 caliber, for short 30 cal, M1 or just M1 and M1 Garand was not mentioned. The development was a French-Canadian-born Garand went to work at the United States Army's Springfield Armory and became working on a 30 caliber primer actuated blowback model, 1919 prototype. In 1924, 24 rifles identified as M1922s were built at Springfield. At Fort Benning during 1925, they were tested against models by Berthier, Hatcher Bang, Thompson, and Peterson. The latter to being delayed back types. This led to further trial of an improved M1924 Grand against the Thompson, ultimately producing an inconclusive report as a result of Ordnance Board ordered to 30 Cal 06 Grand variant. In March 1927, the cavalry board reported trials among the Thompson Grand and 03 Springfield had not led to a clear winner. This led to gas operated .276, which is 7 millimeter model, patented by Grand on 12 April 1930. And I'll tell more about the M1 Garand on the next episode, so see you guys again on episode 2 for weapon and war gadget reviews. Bye.